Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Number one all-time assist in Washington Bullets/Wizards history. A guy that, you know, brought it to a franchise that had gotten away from being a perennial winning team or a perennial playoff team, and brought them back to that. I think when you draft a player number one overall, that's what you expect. His prime of his career has been cut short the last couple of seasons with serious injuries. He's been through a lot personally, losing his mother, having his first child. Now he's off to play with his college teammate, Boogie Cousins. So many rumors that they would play here together. And also, a franchise with a young head coach trying to figure some things out. It'll be an interesting situation for John Wall. Will James Harden stay there? I don't see those two fitting together. I think that this shows us. Steven Silas is the head coach down there in Houston, by the way. His first opportunity, son of Paul Silas, longtime NBA coach, for those that don't know. I'm sorry if I didn't make that clear. Interesting situation for John Wall. Personally, I wish him the best. I hope that they are a playoff team and that he's a big part of it. And I hope that he's healthy all season as one of the second highest paid players in the league. Neil Greenberg has been all over this for the Washington Post. A stats guy, but not nerd. Did I get that right, Neil?
Yeah, stats geek, not a nerd. Yeah, big difference.
How's it going, man? What do you think of this move by the Wizards, and what are you hearing?
Well, it's certainly, you know, wasn't a shock in terms of we heard that this might be happening a couple days ago, but to see, you know, like you said, a number one overall pick, been with the franchise for quite a long time, was the face of the franchise, was beloved in the community. You know, to see him move on is a sad day, I think, for some Wizards fans. You know, I do think that, it's an upgrade in terms of a player. You know, giving the first round pick, I'm sure we'll talk about that, is a little bit of a, could be a little bit of a head scratcher. But, you know, it's a little bit sad to see the John Wall era end this way, right? He goes out injured because he hasn't suited up. They never really fulfilled their potential. You know, they played well with John Wall in terms of, you know, historically how the franchise has done since the 70s, I guess. But, you know, it's the end of an era, and now it's time to turn the page.
And with that, what do you make of the actual trade? It's a protected 2023 first-round pick. Their salaries match up identically. Russ is 32, John is 30, but John hasn't played in 2 years. Russ has had some minor injuries.
Yeah, I mean, I think Russell Westbrook's the better player. I mean, obviously, you know, he managed the whole season with a triple-double a couple of years ago. Is an MVP, you know, MVP player, is a 9-time All-NBA player, 2-time scoring champ. I mean, I don't think anybody would disagree that Russell Westbrook is the better player. It just, the biggest thing for me now is how does Westbrook fit in this system, right? I mean, he showed he was able to coexist with James Harden. I think John Wall, you know, having passes to Harden and Cousins is going to be ideal for him. He's not the best shooter, so to be able to have two playmakers like that, I think is certainly a bonus for him. But for the Wizards, getting Russell Westbrook, I mean, it gives them an electrifying player. I mean, I don't think there's any doubt that Russell Westbrook will make fans happy and will do a lot of good things. Will he do enough that also gives Bradley Beal to do his thing, right? I mean, Bradley Beal has asserted himself as kind of the alpha guy in a Wizard uniform. And, I'm interested to see how these two are going to coexist.
So here's what Scott Brooks, who, of course, coached Russell Westbrook, and, you know, better days for Scott Brooks with the Thunder when he had Westbrook and Kevin Durant before KD went off to Golden State. He said, quote, "Russell's accomplishments and honors on the court speak for themselves, but his drive and will to win are what separate him as a truly unique player. As much as I'm looking forward to reuniting with him, I'm equally sad to say goodbye to John. He is one of the toughest and most gifted players I've ever been around. We all wish him nothing but the best moving forward." When I see that from Scott Brooks, I just view that as status quo. I mean, he just said the right thing there.
Yeah, I actually got to hear Scott Brooks talk at the Sloan Analytics Convention while he was in between jobs, and he had just been let go by Oklahoma City. He wasn't yet with the Washington Wizards, and he had a lot of praise for Russell Westbrook in terms of his conditioning, in terms of how he. How he acquitted himself on the court, both inside and outside the locker room. Now Westbrook has, he struggled a little bit after contracting COVID in the bubble. He suffered a quadriceps strain. He still was able to be productive. But one of the things that Scott Brooks was quite impressed by with Westbrook was his conditioning and how he handled himself on the court. So I would take that almost as face value that, he's impressed with Westbrook. And, he's done things we haven't seen anyone do in decades. And I think that he'll be, quickly become a fan favorite when he's, got the ball in his hands or in transition and he makes an electrifying play.
How much of this do you think it was the off-the-court stuff with John? Because this is a guy that's been the face of the franchise from the day he was drafted. I know Gilbert was still here, but we all kind of saw that coming. Was the gang sign COVID video the last straw?
I don't know if it's the last straw. I do know that there were a lot of people in the organization not happy with it. But, Westbrook, he's had... his connections to gangs as well. I mean, I don't think that was necessarily the deal breaker in all this or the what facilitated it. I think, you have to look at John Wall and you're paying him a lot of money. And I think a lot of people were critical of the contract to begin with. And, I think you look at it as what are you getting for your money? And like you said at the top of the show, the contracts between Russell Westbrook and John Wall are almost a wash. At the very least, you're going to get a guy that's not coming off of injury in Westbrook. You're getting a guy, like I said, is a two-time scoring champ, former MVP. And I think if you're stuck paying the money, which it sounded like the Wizards were, the only way they can really make this trade is for a like contract, then you want to get a guy that you're at least getting a better return on your investment. And I think that sign points to Westbrook.
So you said it before that Russell Westbrook is the better player right now. Look, as an MVP and a guy who averaged triple-double, three straight seasons, which is, that's never been done in NBA history, I don't think we can have a discussion to go back and forth on that. I do think that from a traditional point guard perspective, as far as actually creating shots for other people, I think that's the one aspect of the game that John is better. But when I watched him go head-to-head, for years, I always thought, man, Russell Westbrook just has something on John. It's the time when John gets on the court and like, okay, this guy's a little bit stronger. He's more athletic than I am. I can't do anything with it. That's how I always felt when I saw them on the court together. But saying that now, how does Russell Westbrook make this a better team than bringing John back, thinking that he's 100% healthy?
Well, Westbrook can make his own plays. You know, he accounted for quite a bit of points. He finished second in the NBA last year in isolation and transition scoring with the Rockets. So he's a guy that can, as I said, call his own shot, but also, you know, work the court going the other way. And, you know, I think that that's certainly going to be key. It does open up a hole, though, like you said, that you lose John Wall as a playmaker. And that was certainly his gift, right? I mean, he was able to find the open man. He was able to get it to Beal when he needed to. He made passes that nobody has any business making. You know, from a court vision perspective, I think certainly John Wall is the guy. But I think in today's NBA, and I think for the Wizards, you know, it wasn't working. You know, whatever, as good as John Wall was, and as good as Beal was, and as good, you know, as the players they had around them, they just never were able to make it happen. And I think that, you know, you got to move on, and you have to change things up. So now you have a guy that can create his own shot, is a better shooter. Is certainly going to get more respect from the defense. So you're going to have to worry about him, I think, more than Wall. Wall, you had to worry about him making the pass, not necessarily shoot the ball. Westbrook, you have to worry about making a play either way. So I think that certainly will help open up the court. And, you know, if they can get some guys that can shoot some threes, I think that, you know, that will allow Washington to take the next step. But this is, you know, I think it's almost changed for change's sake, right? Because whatever they were doing just wasn't working.
A lot to unpack there, but I guess let's look forward because, you know, you said the expectations for this season, a lot of the prognosticators had the Eastern Conference and the Western Conference standings and Wizards not as a playoff team, even with John coming back. So what are the expectations with Russell Westbrook?
I think it's got to be the same. I don't think that Westbrook is the guy that brings you – you know, into necessarily the playoff picture. You know, if we go with the last full season, the Wizards, they were pretty far out of it. They won 32 games. You know, it's going to take upwards of 40 in order to make the playoffs in the East. I don't think Westbrook gives you an extra 10 wins. That's why I was a little surprised that they also sent the first round pick, you know, a couple of years from now. Like you said, it's a protected first-round pick. So I guess the thinking is, well, we're going to get better, so that pick is going to, you know, if we do our jobs right, that pick falls out of the lottery, which becomes less valuable, and we become a better team, a playoff team. So we're going to, you know, progress forward from that aspect of it. So I'm okay with that. But, you know, you need everyone to take a step forward. And you know, even Beal. I mean, you know, they were limited to what they can do with Beal playing his heart out. So you need Beal to continue at his peak. You need Russell Westbrook to, you know, be as good or at least, you know, as healthy and as durable and as dependable as he's been. And then you need everybody else to take a step forward in order to contend in the East. You know, I don't know if it happens in year one of the Westbrook era, but, you know, that's really the only way this deal becomes a success. It has to make you a playoff team. It has to make you a contender. Otherwise, you know, like I said earlier, you know you have to spend the money, so maybe you're just spending the money on someone that's going to be able to suit up more often.
Yeah, when I saw the 2023, I was, you know, I kind of thought about it. I'm like, that timeline is, if you're Houston, that's wonderful. Because right. You look at it and you think, well, by then, Westbrook's done. I mean, he's, what, 35, 36? Like, he's the way he's, you know, the way his career is going now.
Sure. At that point, Harden could be gone.
Yeah, you don't look at, but I guess getting the pick from the Wizards, if you're Houston, you're banking on 2022 being a down year for the Wizards, that they're right. Going kind of all in this year, maybe next year. And look, maybe Tommy Shepard's not done making deals. I will say that and leave that where it is. As far as this team improving and what they're trying to do this season. But if you're Houston, I think that pick is really you get the same salary. You're kind of thinking fresh new start for John Wall. You already went and got his main man in Boogie Cousins. I think I like this trade more for Houston in that regard. Am I wrong?
No, I agree with you. And I actually thought that they would try to bring Cousins here.
And that was
John
a rumor
Wall.
For like 7 years.
Yeah. But yeah, I think that it's a, you know, if Harden ends up staying in Houston, and we don't know if that's going to be the case, you know, you have Cousins and then you have Wall. I think that those skill sets mesh a lot better than it did with Wall and Beal. Because they're always seen, maybe that's just because I'm local and, you know, I hear what everybody else hear, how, you know, they didn't get along, or they did get along, but they didn't really like each other. Like, you know, who knows? But I do think that the, you know, Wall being able to choose between Harden, who we already know what he can do, and then Cousins, who, you know, is just another dimension of offense. You know, I think that, you know, it could be real good for Houston. And like you said, they're betting on, you know, they're betting on this Washington experiment. I wouldn't say to fail necessarily, but I, you know, a first round pick is still a first round pick. And, you know, when you have multiple first round picks, then you have a better chance of finding a diamond in the rough. And, you know, I think from Houston's standpoint, you know, it makes a lot of sense.
What about this rumor that, you know, Bradley Beal, as far as having the option on his extension, talking about, like, you know, hey, I'm going to get out of here if you keep John around, essentially is the reporting. I personally, and interactions with John and Brad, right, and people close to them, have never heard that. Meaning, I know that they have had their issues and they've had screaming matches at practice and cursing. I mean, that happens on teams at every level, okay? But I'd never heard that particular thing except in reports. How true do you find those reports to be?
That they didn't like each other?
No, that that Brad said, hey, you know, it's time.
Oh, that he wants to.
Either him or me.
Either him or me. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I'm not privy to those type of conversations. You know, my gut tells me that if, and I'm just looking at it from my perspective, if I have the skill of Bradley Beal, and there's a guy on the court that's a tremendous passer and that could get me the ball, that doesn't seem like it would be a conflict for me on the court. Like, that seems to, I think that I would be able to figure out a way to make this work. Because that, to me, that relationship is symbiotic, right? You have a great passer, you have a guy that has to, you know, that has a good first step, can drive to the basket. You know, that opens me up on the wing to go for three. Like, that makes sense. So, and he got paid too, right? It wasn't like John Wall's contract prevented Bradley Beal from getting paid. So I don't know how much stock I put into that. Again, I'm just talking like how I would handle the situation. You know, it's certainly possible, and we've seen stranger things than that trigger deals. So, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if that was the case, but my guess is it probably wasn't.
Okay, as this thing is fluid and happening, Ted Leontis, owner of the Washington Wizards and Washington Capitals, has said this about John Wall. So I'm going to read this to you, and I just want you to tell me what you think of what he said. I'm very grateful to John Wall and his family for all they have done for our franchise and our community. John was the first player picked in the NBA draft and the first player we were blessed to pick under our new ownership a decade ago. He's been a great all-star caliber player and fantastic citizen and leader in our community. I'm proud of how hard John has worked to come back to the league after 2 years away from competing. Our fans, our franchise, we will miss him very much. I personally wish the best for him, his new city and franchise, good health and good fortune to John Wall and all of Washington, D.C. Thanks you for your unabashed love of the game and our community. I think that seemed warm enough. I think for Ted.
Yeah, I mean, I obviously this deal doesn't go down without his blessing. So, you know, he's aware of how much John Wall means to this community. He's aware of how upset that this deal is going to make a lot of people, a lot of fans that, you know, not only own a John Wall Wizards jersey, but also, you know, come to the arena, watch the games, and are invested in the club. And I know the Leontis family takes pride in players that are part of the community, and John was a huge part of this community. So I believe every word that he said, you know, in terms of how grateful he was. And, you know, and I also think that John Wall gave a lot to the team. I mean, he made them relevant again. Now, they weren't as relevant as they wanted to be, but they certainly were talked about. They certainly had their moments where they were an exciting team to watch. I bet this is going to be the toughest decision that Ted Leonsis has to make until Ovechkin's contract is up, and then we see, you know, what happens there. But, anytime you have to let go of the face of the franchise, and make no mistake, John Wall, not Bradley Beal, is the face of the franchise. I think that's a huge decision and one that can't be taken lightly.
So, final question before I get you out of here on Russell Westbrook. I'm looking at last season for him. Shot a career high from the field. I mean, it's something we noticed with the small ball that made the Rockets so dangerous going into the postseason. But I think this. I think he had the positive COVID test and really was not the same player during the restart that he was at the end of the regular season. Okay, I think at the end of the regular season, he was arguably playing the best basketball of his career. But he shot a career high 47% from the field and shot the least amount of three-pointers per game that he had since before his All-Star and All-NBA and MVP seasons. So he turned into a different player in the sense of didn't shoot three-pointers, shot a higher field goal percentage, and if you have Bradley Beal and Davis Bertans, and Thomas Bryant, for that matter, who shoots 40% from three-point range, that seems to fit in pretty well.
Yeah, I mean, he took way more shots from in front of the arc than behind it. And, that tells me two things. It tells me, one, that he can adapt his game, which I think he did to play with James Harden and the Rockets. And two, I do think that there were probably some injury issues or some side effects there. But, he can create his own shot, and he has to be respected. So I think that I don't know how much stock I put into this shortened season during the pandemic, but I do think that he's going to open up lanes, he's going to open up court space, and he's going to probably make things a lot easier on Bradley Beal, more easier than John Wall did, only because he's going to be respected a little bit more in terms of defenders. So, how exactly it's going to work out, I am not sure. Like, I get that Russ Westbrook's a point guard in name, but he's more of like a, I don't know if he's a point forward. I don't really know what we call him at this point. But, I'm interested to see how it's going to work. And, if he defers the three-point shot to a guy like Bradley Beal, I think that, that would probably make Beal pretty happy and probably makes Scott Brooks' job a lot easier.
Yeah, I look at it as he also handles some of the rebounding issues this team has had because he is an impeccable rebounder. Even though his rebounding numbers were down a bit last year because Harden was gobbling some of them up and Robert Covington and some of those other guys. But, I mean, here's a guy who averaged more than 10 rebounds, three times in his career for the triple-double, including 11 rebounds the season before his last season in OKC. So, Neil Greenberg, we got to get out of here and take a break, but I appreciate you stopping by overtime. What a crazy night for the Washington Wizards as a franchise. Like Ted Leontes said, the first pick during his regime, the number one overall pick a decade ago.
Well, I appreciate you having me.
Thanks, Neil. We appreciate you. All right, I see some of you guys been holding this whole time. I appreciate you. We have to take a quick break. Stay on the line. We're going to hear from you. We want to know how you feel about the John Wall, Russell Westbrook trade. If you're listening right now and you have something to say, hit us up. 1-800-636-1067.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.